Hey, once again, time for Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country, 94.3 in western Licking County. Looks like rain already through. We've got more rain coming. Kind of a wet day is what we see in store for the afternoon today. But it is going to brighten up tomorrow. Temperature-wise, should be about the same. Low 70s today, low 70s again tomorrow. We'll keep you up to date on the forecast as we go. Don't care about none of that right now, because right now we're going to talk some ice cream. Velvet style. It's always good to see Ben Mitchell, brand manager at Velvet. Ben, I tell you, you can start to feel it. I mean, out where I live, I've lived just south of Velvet for, my gosh, 30 years or so, and it just, you can just feel the energy just starts to perk up when we get close to the festival.
Absolutely, yeah. It really, once the calendar hits May,
yeah,
you can really start to feel the, you know, the excitement start to build up around Utica and, mm-hmm, you know, around Lincoln County.
Yeah.
You know, people have been doing this for 50 years now. This is our 50th year of the ice cream festival. So, yeah, I started feeling it, you know, about in March. But I'm really excited that, you know, people are going to come out and help us celebrate our 50th anniversary of the festival.
I got to tell you, it seems, I mean, I would think for a lot of people, if you just said, hey, how would you like to be a brand manager for a delicious ice cream company? People would go, yeah, sign me up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you pay them? How does that work?
It's a dream job, really. Yeah. I mean, going into it, you know, everyone always talked about the freshman 15 in college. Yeah. I always called it the Velvet 15, you know, because going in, mm-hmm, I didn't realize how much ice cream I would eat, mm-hmm, you know, testing new flavors and new things coming in that we got to try and, yeah, you know, down in the mill. So it's such a good job. And I always tell people I do different stuff every day, whether it's working on the website or working on the festival or doing fun social media stuff, mm-hmm, or helping our Ye Olde Mill team get ready for the season to start. Yeah. There's always just something fun to do at Velvet.
Yeah, well, listen, before we really dive into the festival, because it's going to be a little different this year than it has been in the past, you touched on something right there, the mill. I mean, again, my wife and I will just pop up, grab a cone, grab a cup, you know, maybe have a sandwich, whatever. It's always really fun. There's great people watching because, you know, you got little kids out in the ponds, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. But your staff turnover, because you generally seem to hire local high school kids to kind of work inside there, it's like starting from ground zero every year, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And you have to have a good team at the top. So with Joanne Dagger, our vice president, kind of helping run the mill operations, and then Andrea Foster, who is our mill manager, having those two in charge, kids want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're there as a junior in high school, or if they're coming back from a year in college, the first thing they do is text or call Andrea, hey, can I get a spot back on the team this year? And just having them in charge and leading these kids is amazing. And we've got a great kitchen team. I mean, yeah, going into this year, I felt as good as possible about the staff we have down there.
Awesome.
I mean, it's a great team.
Yeah, and a physical plant. I mean, as the brand manager, you probably don't have to worry about weed whacking and all that stuff. But I mean, for folks that haven't been there recently, nice big parking lot. But I mean, you've got picnic shelters, you've got like ponds that people do some fishing. You've got, you know, kind of a stage out back where occasionally you have live performances and things like that. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep track of. And I mean, you could let it get away so easily with how much space there is out there. But once again, just having a great team, being able to go out there and really just caring for the grounds is the number one thing. And you can see it when you come to the Ye Olde Mill, mm-hmm, you can see how much it's taken care of. And we want people to see, you know, how much our team really cares about that space, because we've been there since 1960.
Yeah.
So the parlor's been open since 1970. So it's been our home for so long, and you know, we want people to see that.
Yeah. So now, being a good old Newark boy, when you were growing up, did you guys run up there from time to time?
Yeah. We you know, I before I started at Velvet, I can honestly say I never went to the festival.
Okay.
But we always would go up there, you know, with my parents or my grandma would take me up there and we'd get ice cream. So always a summer tradition after we got out of school, mm-hmm, was to go up and get ice cream at the mill. Never got to fish in the ponds, but you know, I need to start bringing my fishing gear and give that a try, because I've seen
little cane pulls, all you need.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy stuff getting pulled out of that pond. I mean, stuff you wouldn't think would even fit in there,
right?
But yeah, people come and fish all the time.
Yeah, see, and I can remember, I got a year or two on you. Back in the day, there used to be a swimming pool there.
Yeah,
and so I mean, I found, you know, some buddies through other things And the connection point for a lot of us was that, because like one guy I used to play some golf with was a lifeguard there for a while. And, you know, other people were like, oh my gosh, she used to hang out at the pool all the time. So we, you know, probably were there at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe I was getting an ice cream cone and they were at the pool or whatever, but it's just such a great rallying point for the community.
Yeah. It's been that way even before Velvet was there. I mean, we have so many people still come and talk about the skating rink that was there. You know, at one point it was a dance hall. I mean, there's just been, even when it was a lumber mill, they said people would gather there just to kind of trade news back and forth. Mm-hmm. So it's always been a gathering place. And Lucana and Joanne always talk about the pool because that was when they were in their teen years. Mm-hmm. And while Joe, their dad, was trying to get them to work in the summer, they were trying to go out and hang out by the pool.
Work on their tans and get some eyeballs.
That's right.
Yeah. That's good stuff. So much fun. So you mentioned too, I mean, part of your tasks, which are varied, is, you know, testing new flavors and getting that rolled out. I mean, walk us through, how is it that you, you know, are able to identify, here's a hole, here's a place that we can maybe fill a need, fill a want with a new flavor, and then how do you go through the process of rolling that out so people are aware of it?
You described it pretty well, actually. So we always sit down first with our flavor development team, which is usually about 4 or 5 of us. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just tap the brakes for a second there. What was flavor development team?
Yeah. It's kind of a ad hoc, you know, name.
I mean, again,
for
how do you get on that deal?
Yeah, I know, right? You gotta know somebody or pay somebody to get on that.
That's hilarious. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But yeah, we always talk through, you know, what flavors are missing, you know, what in our, cause we have so many 3-gallon flavors. So we always talk through, you know, what flavors could we fill a gap, mm-hmm. that people are going to get excited about, yeah. that they're going to come out and enjoy.
Right on.
And then it's just kind of developing, well, what, you know, if the ice cream base is a certain flavor, what ripple do you put in there? What, you know, inclusions like chunky or something like that do you put in there to, you know, to really amp up that flavor? And then, you know, once you get a couple ideas, you know, we get samples, you know, sent to us, and we get to try, you know, does this work with this, or do we need to add more of something to really make it pop? So it's always a process, but I think we've got it down to a science at this point, where, you know, we kind of know going in how we want it to be, and but being on that team is just it's exciting.
So how many flavors do you currently offer?
Out at the mill, we have about, I'd say, 55, 60 flavors,
okay.
of 3-gallon.
So, and again, when you just, I mean, because I feel like our nation has become kind of like foodie nation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you've got TV channels dedicated to it, YouTube channels dedicated, bloggers, vloggers, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all about food, where to get the good food, the cheap food, the whatever food. It's the weird kind of combinations that have kind of seem to have taken over,
yeah.
the public interest lately. Like, you know, I got to have my potato chips taste like a dill pickle, or I got to, yep. have deep fried pickles. And there was a whole dill pickle thing. And then new things, sweet and salty was a thing for a while. Mm-hmm. What are the developing trends? What is coming at Velvet?
Well, so that's a great question. Yeah. We always, you know, it's a balance, you know, cause you want the flavors to generate some attention, mm-hmm. you know, and that's where we can get creative with the Ohio State Fair. You know, we have the fair flavor every year that we can go in and kind of generate some headlines. So kind of like maple bacon was a flavor one year, and blueberry sweet corn was a flavor another year. Mm-hmm. Flavors that people kind of stop and say, well, I have to try that. You know, even if I'm, you know, I might not like it, I have to go in and give it a try. And actually, some of them have turned into flavors that we've kept, like elephant ear was so popular. And a new flavor this year is cinnamon apple streusel. Was a fair flavor, you know, before, and it was just so popular. We've had so many people asking for it that we had to, you know, we had to bring it back. So, and that's another thing. We just listen to people reaching out to us on social media all the time and saying, hey, where's this, you know, I think this would be a good flavor. And we always make posts about, hey, send us your best flavor ideas. Cause, you know, the best way to get ideas is through the people that eat your ice cream.
But so like, as the brand manager, as someone on that, you know, development team, like, where does it run off the rail? I mean, like, would you consider a dill pickle ice cream? Because dill pickle is a thing. I mean, there are some flavors that are so bizarre, like a jalapeno. I mean,
yeah.
there are places where you can go get, like, a jalapeno margarita, which is a uh-huh. very sweet drink, but they'll put that heat in there. So, I mean, are there things that you'll entertain in context only but never really try?
Yeah, there's flavors that, you know, we've we've gotten and we've tried it, and we thought, well, kind of like being at the fair, a lot of people are gonna try it once, and then they're gonna go back to the classics, the ones they know they like, and
which is good,
which is great,
it's fine for
which
business,
is, which
okay.
is great.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, that's you know, being at the fair, that's one way we can get really creative is coming out with those flavors that are kind of off the wall and different, and we always co-offer it at the mill for the rest of the summer. Okay. So people do get a chance to try those flavors that are a little different. Mm-hmm. But I do think we try to, you know, we haven't gone too crazy with flavor development. Like you said, pickle was a huge craze. And we actually got a few base pickle ice cream flavors in to try. And we tried them and we just thought, you know... It might get some headlines, you know, it might get some people there to try it, but we just didn't think it had the staying power.
Right.
You know, once people tried it, they're going right back to Buckeye Classic and salted caramel toffee.
And see, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, when I think ice cream, you know, you talk like about the base. I mean, are there more base ice creams than vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, there's quite a few actually. So, okay. And it really comes down to what the flavor is. So, like, salted caramel toffee, that's a toffee-based ice cream.
Okay.
What else can we harp on here? Like, we had pure cinnamon as a cinnamon-based ice cream. So, really, like, there are a lot of flavors that are chocolate-based and vanilla-based because they're just, you know, it's so easy to get creative off of those flavors. You can add to them, and that's where you can, you know, develop really, really fun flavors. Yeah. But, you know, if you want to start with a flavor that kind of just pops right away, you go to one, you know, a different base of ice cream. And,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. So, Ben, we're talking to Ben Mitchell, who's the brand manager at Velvet Ice Cream. So it's funny, you know, the terms that you use. I mean, because like every profession kind of has its own jargon, its own language.
Yeah.
So you said something about inclusions or swirls. Now, for me, when I go to try a new Velvet Ice Cream or something, I'm looking for a rich vein.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, I think gold mining, you know, I'm looking because that usually, that's like the treasure spot, you know, that added piece. Because, again, you feel like there's a base part of the ice cream with vanilla, chocolate, whatever. But it's like when you find that, you know, like the Buckeye Classic, when you get to that chunk, so how do you determine how much inclusion, chunk, swirl, whatever you want to call it, goes in there?
It's a process. Yeah. I mean, We always try to start on the heavier end because, you know, we don't want people to buy our ice cream and feel shorthanded when they go in and they're...
And I say God bless you for that.
Yeah, and, you know, they're expecting Buckeye Candies and the Buckeye Classic, and they're expecting a fudge ripple in there.
Right.
And they're, you know, we want to make sure they get that when they're buying our product. Mm-hmm. So we try to start on the heavier side of things, but... Cost of everything is high, so you got to also be cognizant of that is the price of things and running your ice cream through manufacturing. So it's a balance, but I would hate for people to buy our product and feel, you know, they didn't get the inclusions and the varigates, as we call them, that they
varigates. Okay.
Yes,
word for the day, varigates.
Varigates or ripples. That's kind of like the fudge in the Buckeye Classic.
Yeah.
And then the inclusions would be the Buckeye Candy.
I don't know why you just don't call it the good stuff.
Yeah.
Make sure there's plenty of good stuff in this.
That's exactly shorthand. That's exactly what you call it.
There you go. More with Ben Mitchell. We're talking Velvet, and we're soon to be talking about the ice cream festival, which comes up this weekend. More on Talk of the Town right here, Buckeye Country. 107.7 Newark Heath.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. And we return to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3. Western Licking County, in depth on Velvet Ice Cream. And I know your mouth probably already watering. But that's a good thing because we've got big things coming this weekend. It is ice cream festival time. And Ben Mitchell, the brand manager, is here. Now, Ben, I know just because of what's going on, you know, on the property up there, you're going to have to kind of change things a little bit. And you've kind of lost some ground. So is the festival going to be as much fun as it's been in the past?
Yeah, it's going to be just as fun as people expect it. And like you said, it's different than what we've had for 49 years. We've been so lucky to have Energy Cooperative on the other side of the street being able to let us use their land. But with their business needs growing, they needed that land. So, you know, we thank that, and they still let us use their parking lots on festival weekend. They still let us have our shuttles go through their grounds to drop off, you know, people when they park. So luckily the parking and getting to the festival will not be any different.
Good.
So people that have been coming, that's not going to be any different from what people expect, but it's just going to be all on the Velvet ice cream side.
Yeah.
So it's been a fun challenge of getting all of that fun stuff to fit, you know, because in years past we've had 75 different arts and crafts vendors come, and we wanted to make sure they all got included. So, you know, we have them over near our pond area, and all the food vendors that come and set up, and all the fun activities like the Highland Cows and Performance Dogs of Ohio and Magic Nate. So just getting everything to fit over there, and also making sure it's safe for everybody. That's been my top priority, and, you know, Lakonda and Joanne's top priority. So it's been a fun challenge.
Yeah. So walk us through the weekend. Is this a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Okay.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, holiday weekends get weird. People take 4-day weekends and all that kind of stuff.
I wish we could do it 4 days.
Well, you know, I don't know if you want that. I mean, maybe you're multiplying your work by 33%.
Right.
So the panic sets in February.
Yeah.
So Saturday, the kickoff, and that's the parade.
Yes. Yeah. Kickoff Saturday at 11 a.m. downtown Utica. We're already so excited because we have so many novelties set aside for the people that come.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had so many different floats sign up for the parade. And it's always such a good way to start the festival. You know, not being on the grounds is just a good way to get people to Utica and experience downtown Utica and everything it has to offer. But, yeah, we always love handing out novelties to everybody. And some of our team that hands them out, you know, throw them up to people on balconies that are watching the parade.
Yep.
And we hand them to the police officers, making sure people are safe.
Yep.
We really want everybody that's there to get a little taste of Velvet while they're experiencing.
Well, and it's not like you cheap out on that. I mean, if I remember right, last year it was like 4,000 pieces handed out.
Yeah, and we're stepping it up this year because we got to the end of the parade and we looked in our truck and there was a little bit of a, ooh, thank goodness that was the last little stretch of the parade there, because we got right to the end of our novelties. So.
Well, and again, it doesn't matter if it's cool or warm, if it's cloudy or sunny, everybody wants a bite of Velvet.
Yep.
Everybody.
That's right. Yeah. Weather, you know, you can't do much about the weather, but, you know, regardless, we expect a great turnout, and people expect ice cream at the parade. So we're going to be ready for it. And, you know, having like WNKO there, you know, with their music blasting and having different bands there, it's always a great experience.
Mm-hmm. It's a great small town parade. It just is. So then you transition from there, and I mean, the traffic will be rough. I mean, because it is every year, and that's fine. It's worth the wait every time. So now we're going to come down there. We're going to park in the same lot, come over to the old mill side of the deal. And so Saturday, is that the rod show?
Sunday
is the rod show.
Yep.
So what's going on Saturday?
Yeah, so Saturday, you know, we'll have some live entertainment on our main stage, which, you know, is always so fun. And we've moved that to our Velvet front parking lot. So the main stage where all the music will be playing. And we brought in a DJ last year that just completely changed the vibe of our main stage. So they're coming back. You know, they're bringing a whole sound set up. So we really
feel you like, got a vibe now.
Oh, yeah.
There's a vibe.
Yep.
I love it.
It's definitely a vibe. We after the festival last year, we were talking amongst ourselves. We thought, we have to bring these guys back.
Yeah.
Because they were so good. And
awesome.
They kept people at the main stage and excited. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a big ice cream eating contest all 3 days. Mm-hmm. So, Saturday is really just a great way to, you know, get to experience all the stuff at the festival. And then Sunday, the rod run comes in. And, you know, that could be 350, 400 classic cars there. So, and that's all going to be on our side as well.
Mm-hmm.
So people will be able to see it when they cross over and see where they're all set up. And it just getting it all to fit was interesting.
Not
but,
that.
Yeah, it's people love the Rod Run. So we had to make sure they were, you know, they were there and they felt like they were still part of the festival because they've been coming before the festival even was a thing. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I'll tell you, my experience at the Rod Run, and, you know, my grandpa was a car guy. My dad and my brother are both car guys. My son's a car guy. So I'm kind of in the middle. What I love about that is you see cars at that you maybe see one other time of the year. Maybe at Light the Night in downtown Newark.
Yeah.
Maybe. But there's a lot of guys that keep those cars under wraps.
Yep.
They want them to be pristine and all that. And so you just don't see them out. But hey, when Velvet Ice Cream Festival weekend comes, I'm going to get it out, dust it off, and show it off. Those cars are so awesome.
They are. And there's just so many different fun cars. You know, walking around and just seeing the stuff that these people do to their cars to make them, you know, look top notch and sound top notch when they're pulling in. I mean, driving in that morning, you just always feel it because you can feel the engines and you can hear everybody, you know, coming in from, you know, with their Rod Run cars. So yeah, at one year there was the DeLorean from Back to the Future was there. Mm-hmm. So it's so cool to see all the different stuff that people that they bring, and it's such a trademark part, like the parade of our festival.
Well, weekend. And I mean that's really a parade too, because I don't know, you know, the ins and outs, but you know, guys that have cars kind of like got a rhythm. They want to get there at a certain time, see all their buddies, see all the cars, see any updates, and then about whatever 2, 3, 4 sometime in the afternoon when the first guy fires up and goes, then all of a sudden they start to fire up and go.
Yep.
That's a different kind of parade.
Oh yeah,
living where I live, that is as much fun as being up on the ground.
Oh yeah, so many people could just I've never thought of it, set up a chair, you know, in downtown Utica and see so many classic cars drive by. And
right on,
it's always such a great feeling to see them all fit.
Yeah.
You know, and come in and they get excited about it. And every year they reach out to us and they say, hey, we're excited to come back for another year.
Good.
So yeah, good. We're excited to have them.
So $10 a carload, right?
Yep.
It's not per head. It's how many people can you squeeze in the old minivan?
Yep.
And get her done Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we walked through Saturday, we walked through Sunday. What's going on Monday?
Well, Monday's our big ice cream eating contest.
Okay.
And we've got some big prizes this year. We always have a cash prize for the 18 and up division.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we've partnered with Summit Motorsports up in Norwalk, and they've given us some really great prizes to give out to these winners. And just to see these guys shovel so much ice cream in there. I mean, I don't know how it's possible. I mean,
well, I've seen it in the past, and there was a guy, and I don't know if he still participates because I used to be up there and help out emceeing and do different stuff. And that ice cream eating, I mean, it's a thing. I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, he would get in there and kind of get it stirred up so it was kind of soupy.
Yeah.
And it was almost shovel and drink.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many pints he would get through, but it was way more than anyone else.
He comes all 3 days and does the contest. I mean, not just, and the Monday Monday brings out all the big time competitors, but right. He comes Saturday and does it, mm-hmm. Sunday and does it, and Monday. So he must be on some kind of
dude
training
likes
regimen.
His ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how do you get your stomach ready for that much ice cream?
Brain freeze. I mean, that's the thing for people that come up and want to eat mass quantities of ice cream. It's the brain freeze that stops a lot of people. This dude apparently is impervious.
Yeah, I don't know what he does to train his brain for that. But you watch the kids in the earlier divisions and they have to stop after every couple bites,
right.
And make sure their brain is is back to normal. But he, and everybody else in the in the adult side of things, they just it's a thrill to watch. We got to get, like Joey Chestnut some year to come and
that
see,
would be so
see
fun.
How he stacks up with the guys that we bring out.
I just feel like, those mass quantity eating contests, I mean, I've seen mayonnaise and, they do shellfish and the hot dogs and all these different wings and hot wings and all that. Ice cream is so unique because, again, it's a texture and it's a temperature thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure the average person understands the kind of, I don't know if I want to call it skill, but whatever it is to take to get that done.
Well, yeah, watching, sometimes I have to kind of turn away for a bit because seeing the way these guys eat it, it's fascinating. I mean,
I'm with you.
I can't believe it.
You can't look away. You want to, but you can't.
Yeah. But that's always big on Monday, and I always encourage people to come out Monday because that's that's our one of our shorter days, and it's a little lighter on that day. So parking's easier, traffic's easier to get to. So it's such a good day to go out, experience everything that's out there on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to deal with the traffic as much. You don't have to deal with the, you know, a full parking lot like it is on Saturday and Sunday. So it's a great day to go out and enjoy everything.
And so all 55, 60 flavors are available round the clock at the ice cream festival.
Yep. So in the mill, we have our full allotment of flavors, and our team will be ready. Mm-hmm. You know, Andrea's been working with our team and
wrist working, braces, all that stuff.
Everyone's got a big right arm after the festival. But yeah, we also have Dipsville, our ice cream tent, and we carry about, I think we carry 12 to 14 flavors in Dipsville.
Yeah.
So that's a good way, you know, to still get the taste of Velvet. We always carry our most popular flavors in there. We're carrying a couple new flavors in there this year, like blueberry pie and coconut almond, that people are going to love. But that's a good way, you know, if you don't want to wait in the mill line, you can hit Dipsville. You can still get a great flavor and, you know, still go enjoy it.
Well, you know, you get a cup or two there to eat while you're waiting in line to get your real ice cream.
Exactly. Get some pre-ice cream for your ice cream.
Right on. Well, Ben, I tell you, it's always great when you're in, because I know the festival is close. I wish you nothing but luck. Hopefully the weather holds out and everybody comes and have a great time. It's this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We'll see you up at Utica at Ye Olde Mill for the Velvet Ice Cream Festival. All right, that puts the wraps on today's show. On Friday, I think we're going to focus in on the Midland Theater. So we'll see if that bears out. Talk of the town right here on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Back to the music in a flash. It's Zach Brown Band up next.
Buckeye Country, 107.7.
I like it.
I love it.
You want some more of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here's more of the all-time greatest country.
I like the sound of that.
On Buckeye.